Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Our first remembrance is for Women's History Month. Let me ask you a simple question. If men and women are equal, then why should half of the species receive only 1 month of attention per year? You see how preposterous this is? Instead of this obscene 1/12th of the pie consolation prize, let us give women as much pie as they truly deserve. If women are half of the people, then let us give them half of the months. In full partnership with the Female Supremacy Council and in consultation with the If We're Honest About It, Men Are Just Terrible Association, we now present to you the Up With Women annual monthly celebration schedule. January will become the new Women's History Month, focusing on all the things women have done for humankind, including giving birth to all the men who ever did anything at all. March will be Women's Virtue Month, to remind people how loving, gentle, kind, and nurturing women are. All women, period. Don't ask questions. May will be Women's Intelligence Month, to celebrate all the ways in which women are smarter than men, which is why they always win all of the arguments. July, fittingly, will be Women's Independence Month, and from now on, even July 4th can focus on all the ways that independence is really only possible because of our mothers. September can be Women's Strength Month, because as our dogma teaches, whether in speed, stamina, or sheer physical power, women are every bit as strong as men. And November can become All the Other Ways Women Are Better Than Men Month, focusing on things like women's intuition, multitasking, emotional connectivity, creating to-do lists, not taking sick days, and always remembering the location of keys and socks. Now, regarding the other months of the year, we did formally embrace the notion that simply promoting women would be enough to make them equal to men. Sadly, we have now come to the conclusion that if we are ever to have true reputational equity between the sexes, we must take from the rich and give to the poor, metaphorically speaking. To overcome millennia of misogynistic momentum, we must not only raise up women, but also tear down men. A goal which has been obvious from the bulk of feminist literature, waves 2 through 12 and 14 through 17. Thus, during the even months of each year, we will advance the femtopia by actively denigrating men. February can focus on men's violent natures. Warfare, hunting, fighting, football, boxing, and enjoying The Sopranos will, of course, all be themes. April can focus on men's lack of self-control. Gambling, pornography, profanity, alcohol, video games, and fantasy sports will be key lessons. June can focus on men's basic laziness, the way they pretend to be asleep when the baby needs changing at night, their inability to put underwear and socks inside the laundry basket, and falling asleep in front of the television will be central motifs. August can focus on men's filthiness, sweaty, smelly, and dirty. Men don't do laundry, avoid cleaning dishes, and never seem to believe in the need to dust regularly, and they use the restroom without washing their hands. Need we say more? October will focus on how men ruin the world through political bickering, shady business dealings, abusive religious institutions, and destruction of natural resources, as well as the fact that they never, ever seem to remember to send birthday cards to anyone. December, finally, will simply be Male Contrition Month, during which the only legal words for men to say out loud in public will be, "You were right, I was wrong, I should never have questioned your wisdom, I'm sorry, dear, and of course, what can I do to make it up to you?" Perhaps with 1 month of practice per year, men will finally memorize their lines. We are truly optimistic that with this scheme of bi-monthly reinforcement of the goodness of women alternating with the worthlessness of men, that in just one or two short centuries, we can finally achieve equality between the sexes. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Love for the Father and Son.
Second, Melissa Persling, or as you may know her on TikTok, SDC Williams, the notorious advocate of trad wifery.
First, let me explain that the trad wife lifestyle is not a trend. It is not trendy to be a traditional wife. This has been done since the beginning of time.
As Persling repeatedly explains in her TikTok, she is a believer in everything that has kept women oppressed throughout history. Meaningful gender distinctions, the division of labor based on sex, submission to her husband and service of her family, the value of looking pretty for your man, and yes, even, gasp, the value of traditional housework.
Number 3, learn to cook, learn to clean, and learn how to host. Cooking and cleaning are life skills that can benefit you and your family forever.
Yes, everything about this woman's way of life and her advocacy for it threaten all the gains we've made over the last 60 years. Our redefinition of womanhood to be the same as manhood is nearly complete, and trad wives talking openly about their way of life threatens the entire project. As Persling says, women seem to be interested in this regressive social arrangement because they're beginning to suspect that leaving their children to go to work has not been as satisfying or profitable as we have told them it would be.
Great. We have a whole generation of women who are burnt out at their career, and they're tired of being a provider and a homemaker when they come home from their job.
But of course, the solution to this is not to revert to a now obsolete social structure like traditional marriage. The solution is to work more and trust the power of video games and social media to raise your children for you. Now, normally, you might expect us to be supportive of a woman who is simply telling people about her ideas, describing what she does to achieve happiness and satisfaction, and standing up for herself and her way of life. But in this case, no, no, and oh, hell no. Of course women are allowed to choose for themselves however they want to live, just as long as they do it in one of the 7 approved ways that we allow and not in a way that looks anything like a truly individual choice. No, this gender traitor is not merely asking for us to accept her alternate lifestyle. This betrayer of women is threatening to give women everywhere the dangerous idea that there might be a way to not feel exhausted all the time and have a healthy, happy marriage by embracing the concept of women and men not necessarily being designed for the same things. In short, we must not tolerate the existence of traditional wives and certainly must not allow them to share their gender heresy openly. Melissa Persling and all other TikTok trad wives must go, whoa, unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend!
Finally, we want to celebrate the excellent recovery from near disaster made by the executives at NBC Universal News Group this week when Chairman Cesar Conde reversed course, terminated its relationship with former RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel, and apologized to the entire staff for having the audacity to hire a pro-Trump Republican as a news commentator. Of course, the first mistake was thinking it could be appropriate to bring some sort of balance and fairness to the on-air political discussions of the presidency in an election year by actually employing someone who is not an approved and practicing Democrat. As thought leader and solid opponent of meaningful political dialogue, Chuck Todd said on Meet the Press,
"Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor."
The reason Chuck is wailing and gnashing his teeth is because Ronna McDaniel was mean to NBC when she worked at the Republican Party.
Look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination.
But the real issue here is that NBC was running the risk of giving legitimacy to conservative viewpoints and Republican values, and even, and I say this with as much disgust as I muster, making it seem like decent people might actually have a favorable view of former President Trump. I know.
When NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News?
You see, what Chuck Todd knows and what Chairman Conde had to be reminded of is that the dominant hold our ideas have in this country is fragile. So fragile that it depends on excluding the other side from an equal place at the discussion table. This frailty is the entire reason we believe in cancel culture. After all, if McDaniel were allowed on NBC, people might discover that there actually are women who oppose abortion. They might find out that some moms favor gun ownership. And worst of all, they might learn that some women even like Trump. No. No. Our side, of course, controls much of modern media, and it is vital that we continue to use our power to exclude those heretical voices and people from communicating their misguided ideas with the American people. This is how we continue to control the discussion while also pretending to believe in free speech. So kudos to you, NBC, for reminding us that news is only news when it advances the interests of the Democratic Party of the People's Republic of America. Well done. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Refreshments this week are provided by Wiggle Your Pickle, the tasty nutritional cucumber substitute snack that no child has been asking for. After decades of unnecessary water wasted growing the cucumbers destined for traditional pickles, Wiggle Your Pickle discovered that by adding excessive amounts of vinegar, salt, and sugar to bamboo, they could create a snack that was both good for the environment and high in fiber. You can literally suck on these hyper-brined bamboo treats for days without ever being able to digest them. Wiggle Your Pickle, you can really taste the disappointment.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otheren, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.